KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hi, this is Melanie Lee, and you're listening to Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Hey, listen, people. I got myself a song to sing, but I need you to help me sing it. It goes something like this. Dig it.
Thank you. This is Lil Nathan with Lil Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers, and you're listening to the Zydeco Stump with Herman Fugerly on KRVS 88.7 FM. Do it!
She popping on me, popping on me. She doing me wrong, doing me wrong. She popping on me, popping on me. She singing my song, singing my song.
Do it, y'all. Popping on me. For my eyes to see me. Do it. Hey, it's what? She popping on me. For my eyes to see ya. Hey, it's what? Fade by side. I did sign to her. She popping on me. Popping on me. She doing me wrong. Doing me wrong. She popping on me. Popping on me. She singing my song.
Popping that monkey, she selling that monkey. She popping that monkey, she selling that monkey. She twerking that monkey. Bring my monkey, baby, bring my monkey back to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring it home to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring my monkey back to me. Bring my monkey, baby, bring it home to me. Ooh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm tired of sleeping in my bed alone. I want my baby to come back home. She left me crying the day she said, the day she said that she was gone. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Do it, y'all. Popping on me. For my eyes to see me.
She popping on me.
Popping on me.
She doing me wrong.
Doing me wrong.
She popping on me.
Popping on me.
She singing my song.
Singing my song.
I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you. I'll be gone to stay.
She's popping on me now. But my eyes see me.
Shaking on hips.
Make a backbone slip. Do it, y'all.
Adet Satwa.
Do it, y'all.
You're pumping on me. You better stop it. Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Times. Bringing back an old Zydeco number from the 1990s done by John T. and Force of Energy Band, and also put in a little boo-zoo on that one. That's part of his new CD, Darkness to Light. It is what it is. Line of notes written by yours truly on Cha-Cha Records. Lil Nate with Pumping on Me. And right before with Lil Nate, we heard from Martha and the Vandellas with some classic Motown sounds from the 60s, Jimmy Mack. And we started off with Dennis Landry. Oh, some good Lafayette funk from about the 1970s with Buckwheat and the Hitchhikers in the background. Before Buckwheat, Stanley Durrell had Buckwheat Zydeco, which he's been doing 30-plus years now, Grammy winner, Emmy-winning band. He had Buckwheat and the Hitchhikers, a rhythm and blues outfit that could give James Brown a run for their money. And, boy, they were jamming on that one. Sing My Song, Dennis Landry, along with Buckwheat and the Hitchhikers. And we finished off our last hour with Monty Flair dans la musique, Cedric Watson. Cedric has a new CD out, Le Troubadour Créole, and he did a little blues on fiddle for us, Ma Petite Femme, My Little Woman, from Cedric Watson. You know how we do it on the Zydeco Stomp. You get blues, Zydeco, old school, R&B. Who knows what we'll throw into the pot here on KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide at krvs.org. I have to remind you, for the first time in a long time, it's a recorded edition of the Zydeco Stomp. I'm over in Los Angeles at the Grammys, covering the Grammys for the Daily Advertiser. So many nominees from the area there this weekend. Terrence Simeon, Zachary Richard, Hunter Hayes, big name in country music these days, and we're just thrilled over the award for the King of Zydeco, the Grammy winner from my hometown of Opelousas, Mr. Clifton Chenier, receives the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys, inducted in the same class that includes the Beatles, the Isley Brothers, and so many other fantastic musicians. Chris Christopherson, country music icon, will also be receiving that award this weekend. So long overdue honor, the tremendous honor, tremendous recognition for Zydeco music and Louisiana music, the Lifetime Achievement Award to the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. So later on, we'll hear some more Clifton's music. You know, we always play it here on the Zydeco Stomp, and JB and MC every Saturday morning, they always pay tribute to the King, Clifton Chenier. But we want to remember another one of our Zydeco Stomp favorites. This past Wednesday, we observed his birthday. He was born January 22nd, 1931. He only lived to be 33 years old, but he was one of the all-time great voices in music, and we're talking about the one and only Sam Cooke.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know. You send me.
but she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and we'd sing and do the little things that made my heart glow. But she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. Why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know.
Then why did you give your heart so fast?
Boy, it never will happen again.
But you were a mere lad of 16.
I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. But she was too young to fall in love.
Hi, this is Jennifer Ritter Guidry, and I'm listening to the Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7 FM Radio, Acadie.
Shante, Herman, shante.
My dog.
A shot of yak. That's what I lack. You know, for me, it's the hill. Because that's what I feel. CT and ZT making us move on that one. Funky Beats and Zydeco Shoes. Oh, I like that number. Featuring Jew Taylor, also the Curly's dad, special guest on that one, along with Uncle P is from Curly's new CD, Zydeco Confessions, Funky Beat, and Zydeco Shoes. And right before that, we heard from the young Grammy nominee, Corey Ledet, his latest CD, Destiny, 31 years old and a master of the triple note, single note, and piano accordion. He did a little Michael Jackson on accordion, The Way You Make Me Feel. And before that, we observed the birthday of Sam Cooke, was born January 22nd, 1931. Only lived to be 33, but one of the all-time great voices in music. And we heard two of his classic songs, Only 16 and You Send Me. And as we remind you one more time, we're celebrating the Lifetime Achievement Award for the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. It's what a celebration it is. Big reason to celebrate, because it's one of the all-time great honors being bestowed on a country boy from Opelousas, Louisiana, my hometown. Some other past recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys include Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Duke Ellington, Stevie Wonder. That's just a few of them. Now they have to make room for the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. So let's go back in time and hear a live interview with Clifton Chenier from 1978. This was done at KPFA radio station, Berkeley, California.
My name is Chris Drockwitz, and I want to welcome you all to my special guest today, who I happen to corner over in Richmond, where he's staying with his Red Hot Louisiana band, the whole band. Mr. Clifton Chenier from Louisiana. Welcome, Clifton.
All right, all right.
Glad to see you feeling good again.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You know, while I got you here, I've always been meaning to just to get into some of your music and some of the things that you come from down in the swamp land, crawfish holes.
Right. That's where they got soul. Yeah.
When you grew up, there weren't really any black guys playing this kind of French music, were there?
Well, they had some older people playing it, but in a different style, you know. They had a lot of old accordion players, but they was playing in a different style. See, but what I did, I put a little rock into this French music. Picked it up some.
You were really the first guy to do that, to put a kind of rhythm and blues feeling into the French music.
Right.
How did you get that idea to mix the French music, which was really just waltzes and two steps, you know, and mix that with rhythm and blues?
Yeah, well, you see, in 1955, I used to play nothing but rock music on accordion. And then I got sore. I said, well, it's too many rock groups. I said, I better change this a little, see, so that's why I got it down to put French in the rock music and see how it goes, you know?
Well, I mean, actually, when you started playing, you was playing mostly rhythm and blues then?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You didn't play much French music.
No. I know it, but I wouldn't, you know. See, well, it might not sell, you know. But I was wrong, you know.
So how did they finally put you on a record? Who was the man that found you?
Gerald Fulbright. It's an old man out of Los Angeles. He did not pull souls. But he's the one first brought me to California, you know. Well, after Fulbright, here come Chris.
Uh-oh.
Chris had a hooter, so we've been on there ever since.
When old man Fulbright first heard you, were you playing in one of them little French dance halls, or was it a...
Yeah, we were out in the country, you know, in them country dances, you know, them little clubs, you know, out in the wood, and after them girls put their little red dress on and come on out on Sunday evening. We had them little dances like that, yeah. And so he said, Cliff, you better get out of here, man. So you play too much accordion to step in the wood like this. I said, well, I'm a country boy, man. He said, yeah, but you better move up a little. I said, well, it took him about 5 years before you could get me out of there. I didn't want to go nowhere, you know.
So you were used to things down there, and I can't blame you, man. It's a nice country down there.
Oh, yeah. Back home, you know, you're home. You know what I mean? And everybody for real, you know.
That's right. You don't get no jive from nowhere.
No, you don't get no jive. No. Everybody's for real. And if they like you, if they say they like you, they like you. And if they don't like you, they don't like you. And that's it. So
that was back in the 50s, and you had a pretty big hit, actually, with that Hey Tay Fee that you made for Specialty Records?
Yeah, well, that's what brought me out. That's what made the people know what accordion could do. And I record Bop in the Rock and Hey Tay Fee and Thank It Over, all the things I did for you and things like that.
That sort of came out in a time when rhythm and blues was still a really happening thing on the black radio and the jukeboxes and
really
stuff.
It was swinging then, yeah. This was... back then, 55, 56, 78.
Where did you tour back then in the 50s? I remember you went on some shows all around the country, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I first went out on the road with Law Forston. And it was me, Law Forston, Nettie James. And, that's when I first went out on the road with. And we went all over Chicago and New York and... and Florida and things like that. And well, I tour over here too. We have been in California here. But that's way back, that's 23 years ago. That's the time the Five Royal was out there and the Midnighters, you know, we was all together, you know. And
you were usually on a package show with a whole bunch of other artists, huh? So you only had a chance to play your hit, was it?
Yeah, that's right. You play your hit, and that's it, you know.
Yeah,
I really had time to stretch out to really let them know what I could do, you know, because after you play your hit record, well, that's it.
I remember seeing Guitar Slim back in those days, and all he ever played, the things that I used to do.
Oh, yeah, we were all together, Guitar Slim, Little Richard, and all that, Percy Mayfield, the whole group.
But now you finally have a chance to play a whole dance with all the kinds of music you do. I know that one time when I first, I think, you know, came to Louisiana and heard you a lot, you played a dance outside of Kaplan, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you played mostly for Cajun people, and you played nothing but waltzes and two-step that night.
Well, you see, that's what it is, you know. Sometimes, they got some places in Louisiana you can play just waltz and two-step, and that's all they want to hear. But now they got some places you got to break it down that they want something else, you know, like them. I have a old generation, and I have a young generation following me, you know. And them youngsters, sometimes they want to hear a little rock with the Zydeco mixed up. And them older people want to hear just real old stuff from way back. And I know, you know. And so like that, when they hit on me, I got it.
And those pieces do come back to you when
oh, yes, people... when they ask me, that's it. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I know.
Because you put a real flavor to them. I mean, it all comes out Clifton Chenier. It doesn't come out like Joe Falcone
or nobody else
like that.
No. It comes right out from I record the record the way I feel, the way, you know, that's it.
Who was actually the first black man that ever made a French record?
Amadeus Antoine.
Did you know him?
No. My daddy used to talk about him so much until looked like I knew him, you know, but I never did meet him, you know. But I hear a lot of his records, you know.
But by the time you were growing up, there were other guys playing that push and pull music at those little house rent parties?
Yeah, they had some boys back home playing them, you know. They had a lot of fellas playing them. I know a fella, Claude Fox, in other words, that's Helen Daddy. She said, not right here.
Yeah, we should say hello to Helen Falk. Why don't you grab that mic, Helen? We might just sneak it in on you.
And he was a good accordion player. I know the Randall boys, they was accordion players. I know quite a few of them. Uh-huh.
Well, so you mean, Helen, there were actually some of your relatives played music? Were they related to you?
Yes, my daddy.
Oh, really? Your dad?
And I had five uncles that did play, and some of their sons. And that was the only one I knew. And then met Clifton and started working with him.
Were they pretty much on just a washboard and an accordion?
They were just washboard and accordion. No drums, no guitar, no bass. Uh-huh. That was just the playing. My daddy, when I knew him and I was coming up, that's all they played, washboard and accordion.
Did they mix blues into it, or was it pretty much just...
No, it was more Zydeco music.
Yeah, where does that word come from?
Well, maybe Clifton can explain this.
Yeah, well, you see, people say Zydeco. You know, a long time ago, they used to give dances in houses, you know. And they hardly had no clubs, you know. Well, that's when they was playing the rumble, the accordion, and trangoline, you know. That was the band right there. So... people have passed the other people's houses and say, where you going tonight? Oh, they say, well, they got a Zydeco down there, so and so, so I guess I'm going to the Zydeco.
Oh, oui, ça c'est le Zydeco, chef.
Bon Zydeco.
Oh, oui, I know the calendar.
I know la vie.
I know Zydeco.
La voie faire.
Took a choice, I call it.
C'est bon, c'est
all right,
bon.
All right. I know how to call it.
I know cool la, baby.
All right, I know.
Hi, this is the Zydeco boss, Keith Frank, and you're locked into the Zydeco Stomp with my man Herman Fuselier on 88.7 KRVS. Yeah, toi.
It's like this.
Crazy, and let the phones on late.
Turn out the lights and let's play. Let's le bon temps rouler. Sounds like a good game plan to me. That's Mr. MVP, the VIP, Chris Ardoin. Of course, part of that Ardoin legacy that goes back to the 1920s in Creole music and Zydeco. And Chris, bon temps rouler on that one from that VIP CD from a few years ago. And then before that, another guy, part of the ABC's of Zydeco, representing the Frank family, the Zydeco boss himself, Keith Frank, on his own label, Soulwood Records. Follow the leader of one of his latest CDs, message to all the haters. They'll be peeping through the rear view, Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. And right before that, we continue to celebrate the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys for the King, Clifton Chenier. And we heard a live interview, or part of a live interview with Clifton Chenier, done in 1978, KPFA, Berkeley, California, with Chris Strockwitz. He's the founder and executive director of Arhuli Records, where Clifton made some of his greatest hits. And he did a nice interview there with the history of Zydeco and history of the band. We'll have to play some more of that interview in the coming weeks. Lots of good stuff from the King of Zydeco and Grammy winner, and now Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Grammys, the King, Clifton Chenier. Come on, Al Green. The Jolly Green Giant of Soul. With Call Me on the Zydeco Stomp.
What a beautiful time we had together. Now it's getting late and we must leave each other.
Me, honey, but it sure is good to me.
That's my song, Herman Fuselier.
I don't know what you got, baby, but it sure is good to me. I've been loving you for a long, long time, and it's still good to me.
I've been loving you, woman, for 20 long years. I love you more and more, cause I've got that wheel to turn. I remember those sweet kisses you gave. Joe was good to me. That good, good, good old loving you gave me, honey. Darling, and it sure enough was good to me. I've been loving you, woman, 20 long years.
Bonjour, mes amis, c'est Zachary Richard. Et moi,
cause I've got that wheel to track. What you're doing to me, honey, don't. But it sure is good to me. I don't care whatever you do wrong, baby. It'll still be good to me. I've been loving you, woman, 40 long years. I love you 40 more. Cause I've got that wheel to track. I've been loving you a little too long, honey. I've been loving you a little too long, baby. I just love, love, love you, baby, yeah. I'm gonna keep on loving you, baby.
Chante, oh, the Chante.
I'm gonna keep on loving you, baby. Lord,
have mercy. Been loving you 40 long years.
Loving you, baby.
After that, I'm going for 40 more.
You, baby. I'm gonna keep on loving you, baby.
Now, you don't need me to tell you who that is. The big old Otis Redding live on the Sunset Strip, 1966. And before that, Al Green, the Jolly Green Giant of Soul with Call Me. And by the way, both of those are also Lifetime Achievement Award winners from the Grammy.
Oh, don't start no mess up in here, Herman Fusilier.
I ain't starting no mess. I'm just playing a little slow drag Zydeco, hand-holding music on a Saturday afternoon. As we call on the Creole Sweet Brown Sugar, the Zydeco Sweetheart. She says, hold on. You better hold on, pretty baby. We're going for a slow drag on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Will you better hold?
baby. All you gotta do, oh my baby, is hold on, yeah, yeah, baby.
Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I'm Poppy Tooker, host of Louisiana Eats. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for your weekly serving on KRVS 88.7 FM, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake